This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Immediately to New South Wales, to my correspondent Jeremy Zakas, to report on, is it La Nina? Is it the Indian dipole, negative or positive? Is it Antarctica? Is it something we've never named? Jeremy, a very good day to you. I've seen about everything, but now I've seen it snow in Australia in the summertime. It's high summer for you. Where did it snow, and will this happen again? Good evening.
G'day, John. Yes, now I feel like I've seen everything as well. Snow in summer in Australia. This is something that has never happened before, certainly not here in February in summer. And where it occurred was down in Victoria. So on a map of Australia, you're looking again at the bottom right-hand end of the Australian continent. And where it actually snowed was in basically the highland tablelands of Victoria. So in the state of Victoria, it's basically in that northern reach there, where there is a lot of mountainous area. There are a lot of high peaks. But the reality is, in summertime, those areas traditionally get very hot temperatures because they are not well exposed to the winds. They tend to have a lot of heat aggregates combined there. And they're one of those areas that really faces the sun. But what happened this week, John, is we actually saw snow there. And so far, there's been no real good explanation except to say that there was an Antarctic blast that came up from the southern part of the Indian Ocean that came across the very southern part of Australia, blew a lot of cold air and a lot of cold, moist air around the state of Victoria, which was what combined and eventually created that snow. But the reality is, John, it's something that people aren't saying is La Nina. Meteorologists aren't saying is La Nina, aren't saying it's another kind of weather phenomenon. They're just at lengths to explain it so far. So, John, we're experiencing stuff I've never seen before. And honestly, I can say now I've really seen it all when you can say you've seen snow in Australia in summertime.
All right, snow in Victoria, but we had Jeremy's in the sweet spot. He's neither this nor that. He's in New South Wales. We need to go to Queensland, to the north of Jeremy, where I love this prediction from Channel 9 Weather Zone, predicting a dynamic mix of weather in Queensland, potential for flooding, rain, severe thunderstorms, and by the way, temperatures of 45 degrees and cyclones all in one week. Jeremy, it's exciting to report on Australian weather. Has it always been like this? Everything's going to happen?
Well, John, no. And I truly say this is one way to cover all bases. And I don't think I've ever seen a weather report like this. I think the only thing they left out of that report was the snow possibly coming to Queensland too. But this is truly, you're being pulled pillar to post here in Australia. And Queensland's a great example of it. Because at about this time of year, you'll generally get very hot temperatures in Queensland. But the storms are on a very normal cycle. You'll get the 3 p.m. thunderstorm across Brisbane. You'll get those sort of warmer temperatures. But you generally don't get anything that's extreme. So you won't get those really, really heavy rains. You won't get those thunderstorms that just last all night and start in the morning hours and go right through the day. And you generally don't get the high, high temperatures because Queensland, while it is a very hot state, it's also a very humid state. So high temperatures above 40 degrees, they occur, but not on a regular occurrence. Whereas what we're getting now is the high temperatures. We're getting the flooding type rains. We're suddenly getting the winds, the thunderstorms at all times of day and night, and all occurring within the short span of a few days. But the interesting thing is that this may occur in, you know, 3 or 4 days of the week, but then it will go back to a fairly normal weather pattern for Queensland. So those afternoon thunderstorms, those relatively mild temperatures at nighttime. So, John, this is truly crazy weather, which is why these weather reports are coming out so eclectic right now.
You're between Queensland and Victoria. This report is saying that that the Queensland weather is coming your way with wet weather. It doesn't say you're going to get the temperatures from a New South spread to New South Wales and the Northern Territory. In other words, what happens in Queensland doesn't stay in Queensland. Is this tropical weather? Is that recognizable that it comes to you?
It actually does. And interestingly enough, right now as we speak, we've got about 25 degrees Celsius out there, so about 77 Fahrenheit in clear skies. And it actually feels quite dry. But I can guarantee, John, tonight, in just the space of maybe 6 or 7 hours, we'll start to feel that humidity come down here to Sydney. And then probably just behind that, we'll start to get the heavier rain. And that actually is the remnants of what happened in Queensland just 24 hours before. So it basically, if you look at the map of Australia again, on that right-hand side, it comes in from the top right-hand side of the state of Queensland, pushes down to the south and kind of does a hook turn normally into Sydney. So much of our weather will probably come in from the east over the next few days, which means now with the with La Nina, with the Indian Ocean Dipole pushing extra moisture across the jet stream, when the weather came from over the ocean here in Sydney, we often get those heavier than normal rainfall. So honestly, we will be feeling it. And I can guarantee, you know, literally maybe in a couple of hours, the humidity here will start to feel tropical again very quickly.
I report that the weather is a little odd here in New England as well. We've had very little snow this year entirely, very little, one or two days, and it's gone quickly. And at the same time, the temperatures have been warm into the 40s. What's that? High teens for you, high teens Celsius. But now an Arctic, a cold snap came through and took us to minus 22 Celsius, which is minus 7 or 8 on the Fahrenheit scale. Very cold. Too cold to walk around without covering your face. Arctic cold. And within 24 hours, the weather is flipping back to 40 degrees. So we're going to have a swing of minus 7 to 40 degrees in 24 to 40 hours. That's odd. Now, it isn't odd enough to say something's broken. But without snow and with a cold snap that lasts 24, 48 hours and then goes away, this could be called the winter without winter. And your summer is beginning to sound like the summer without summer.
That's exactly right. And I think you hit the nail on the head too. We're experiencing a very similar thing. Those variances in temperatures, in some way, we're almost inverse in Queensland right now, where they went from having milder temperatures, you know, in the low 20 degrees Celsius, so you're talking about 70 Fahrenheit, to coming up over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, so in the 40s, and then they'll be going back down to, you know, those very mild temperatures within the space of a few days. But then you go down to Victoria, where they literally had minus 1 and 2 degrees Celsius during the snowfall in the week, and then all of a sudden they're right back up there hitting those 30 degrees, all in the space of a couple of days. But all of it is really not summer temperatures and not summer weather whatsoever. It's just this crazy, absolutely, polarizing temperatures and types of weather patterns hitting the Australian continent. And another thing is, too, is that what a lot of the areas in Australia where we expect to have different types of temperatures, we're not seeing the same normal temperatures. And I'm talking specifically Western Australia, which, you know, is normally very hot in the summer. So we're talking 40 degrees Celsius in the Pilbara region, which is a very remote region of Western Australia. And in summertime heats up extremely hot, so over 100 Fahrenheit. But they've been getting very mild temperatures just ahead of all this activity here on the East Coast. So even out to the west, the temperatures just aren't the same as we've seen in previous years. And, you know, in the last couple of years, the meteorologists have blamed La Nina and blamed the Indian Ocean Dipole. But they are kind of being, I guess you could say, retracted insofar as the meteorologists think La Nina might be almost over. The Indian Ocean Dipole really isn't as big a deal now because what's called the Indian Ocean Dipole doesn't exist as far as the temperature variation with the oceans. But this new weather pattern is almost a new normalcy, which has come out the other end. So we're kind of experiencing new phenomena here, John, and maybe it's extending there to the Northern Hemisphere as well.
We can't be sure. It's just 1 year, so we'll check on this a year from now as to whether it repeats itself or whether this was just a one-off. Jeremy Zakas, reporting from New South Wales. We're headed to our reptile report. There are a lot of brutal reptiles this year, so a warning to those who find snakes upsetting. These are extremely venomous snakes who are extremely aggressive, and some of them leap. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.